Good morning.
Yes.
Welcome to church this morning. Or I should say maybe welcome to chaos this morning. It's not one thing, it's ten. Okay. My name is Brenda McCoy. I serve as the newcomer coordinator, and I sing in the choir and do a few other things around here. My husband Willis and I have been members here for something over 6 years. Very happy to be. And in the pulpit this morning, we have our minister, Reverend Cleaver Van Zandt, or not really, but sort of. Okay, so you are invited to stay following this worship service for fellowship, conversation, and refreshments in our fellowship hall, which we call the Kate Worker Room, just through these doors, and we do hope you will come and join us. Now, if you are a newcomer this morning, we extend a special welcome to you and hope that if this is your first visit, and or if you haven't gotten around to filling out a visitor card, that you will consider doing so this morning and placing that card in our offering plate, or give it to me after the service. Either one will get it to the right place. And if you'll do that, we'll send you a newsletter for the next 3 months and let you know about all the programs and activities that are going on here in this church. And there are many. And if you would like to learn more about the church and about Unitarian Universalism, please visit the information displays right here behind me. There you will find pamphlets, newsletters, and other visitor information that you are certainly welcome to take home with you. And now, I invite you to turn to your neighbors, especially those that you don't know, and welcome them to church today. Good. Everybody feel welcome. Okay. I'm out. I draw your attention now to the announcements in the order of service, and we hope you'll keep these in mind as you plan your upcoming week. And I'm going to invite those of you who have announcements for the good of the church to come forward and speak. I don't know where. I've got the microphone. I'll get you come up here with me. But I'm going to make one first. Mark your calendars if you haven't already. The newcomer party, our semi-annual newcomer welcoming party, is going to be on March the 10th. We're going to have a luau. And the Johnsons, Eric Johnsons, have all kinds of goodies to share with us on that occasion. So put that down and you'll have more information coming up later.
Linda Van Zandt, a week from Saturday, the 25th of February, we're going to have a Mardi Gras party in the worker room. Woo-hoo! I should have. And it's going to be potluck, and we're just going to bring, Cajun food, Creole food, whatever you can think of, desserts included, and kids are all invited. We'll have child care for under four in the nursery, but kids are all invited, and it's going to be a great night, so put that on your calendar. My other announcement is I am the new coffee czarina. So I will be making eye contact with you and signing you up for coffee and all that stuff. So we'll be talking. Thank you.
I'm Mary Johnson, and I invite you to take some tours with me over the next 3 weeks. as preliminary to our capital campaign called Restoring Our Future, we're going to start taking conversational tours around the building just so you can get an idea of some of the projects that may be included in the capital campaign and give us ideas about other things. So if you want to take a tour this afternoon, we'll be leaving from the fireplace area around 12:30. Following next week will be the same time, and the last week in February we'll take a tour at 11 o'clock, so those who go to the 9:30 service can be involved. The tour won't take real long, but we will be outside part of the time, so plan to wear coats. But anyway, hope to see some of you at 12:30 by the fireplace.
So, good morning. I'm Diane Thompson. I have sort of a joy and an announcement, which we had the kickoff training for our foreclosure mediation project yesterday afternoon. We had about 18 people there. We ran out of materials. Anytime that I have a training and I run out of materials, I think it's a huge success. I was so heartened, everybody that came and the seriousness, and I think it's really going to be great. I think it's going to be fantastic. Eric has the brochure. We only got 50 made up, and they all went yesterday, so we're going to get more made up, and there will be some in church. We're also going to be doing a second training, a sort of follow-up on March 10th. So if you couldn't come to the first one, put that on your calendars, March 10th, 3 to 6. You will need to get, if you're interested, you'll need to get the materials that we had yesterday. Please let me know, because they're not cheap to copy, so I don't want to make random copies for people who don't want them. But let me know about the materials, and also you can get a video of what we did yesterday. It will be up on the community website, so you can watch that. So if you want to come, you're more than welcome. Come to the second training, but also look at the materials and look at what we already did yesterday.
My name is Eric Johnson. I just want to second that. It was totally awesome last night. I did get a little glazed over. I'm not the financial type, ask my wife. But I plowed through it, and it was good, and it's just great to be doing something about the problem. So please join us if you have any inclination. You don't have to be a financial person. God knows I'm not. So please join us for that. Also, we're having drum circle after church today. If you'd like to join, that would be great. If you want to go on the tour, that's cool. Don't worry about it. We're going to do a drum circle occasionally whenever we feel like it. You know, it's kind of a loosey-goosey thing. So I brought some extra drums, and we got some drums here. So if you'd like to join us, please.
Good morning. Welcome to this special place. I'm Stephen Mead, Religious Education Director. This is a message for all of you 6th to 8th graders and their parents. On March 2nd and 3rd, Elliott Chapel is hosting an all-Unitarian youth overnight. I think I've sent an email to all the parents. You have the registration forms. The registration forms and the money are due back to me next Sunday, the 19th. Thank you.
Hi, Kleber Van Zandt, minister of this church. I have three things. Two of them have to do with that table over there in the corner. One of them is a white paper in a black notebook. It has a little thing above it that says, "These things we pray." If you have something that you brought to church with you, a joy, a milestone, a concern, or anything of that nature that you want to list in that book, you don't want to walk up to the microphone and say it, know that if you put it in the book, we will hold it in our hearts that week. Second thing over there is a membership book. And last week, actually 2 weeks ago, Ken and Amy Andrews signed the book. And last week, Steve Blount, Christina Blount, Elizabeth Salito, Laura White, and Paul Fisher signed the book. So if you see Paul, just say hi to Paul, say hi to Elizabeth, say hi to Steve. I think Steve and Chrissy already left. They were in, there's Laura. Steve and Chrissy were in black clothing for the Johnny Cash thing. Yeah, go ahead and sign up. Laura, stand up. Paul, Elizabeth, please rise as you're willing and able. Ken and Amy. Where's Ken and Amy? I saw them. I know they're here. Okay. Third thing, in your order of service, the hymn in the middle of the service says it will be, that it's enclosed in its good King Wenceslaus. It is not. It is 244 in your gray hymnal. It came upon a midnight clear. So when we get to that middle hymn, it's 244. It came upon a midnight hymn.
Clear.
A midnight clear, not a midnight hymn.
Good morning. Robin Berkeley has asked, she asked on Facebook probably at the last minute, and I'm not sure how many saw it, but she is taking charge of organizing the Lenten luncheon. For those who don't know, during Lent, the various churches in the group here in Alton hold Wednesday luncheons where there's a small service, a minister from a visiting church offers a sermon, and then they have a small lunch. And we took part last year. It was a lot of fun. Our church is hosting, is it on Ash Wednesday, or is that?
Yes.
Okay, Ash Wednesday. Our church is hosting, and so we will be providing a lunch. Robin Berkeley is in charge of that, and she asked for dessert donations. So if you'd like to make a dessert for that function, please contact her and let her know. Thank you.
Cleaver, you were going to make the announcement about the chalice lighters. It's right there. It's not? Okay. Well, never mind. We'll try to get that on the internet about the chalice lighters. I suppose that with all these other things going on, we're still going to have choir practice again after church. So if you're not taking a tour and you're not drumming and you're join the choir. We're going to right down here at 12:15-ish. So come and join us. If you never have, come and give us a try. We have a lot of fun. Okay, that got through our announcements. Now, if we have joys or concerns or milestones, this is the time to share. And while you are coming up to the mic for that, I'll say that Dee Evans's husband, Richard, is home from the hospital now and that he is doing fairly well. He's to be having some physical therapy and the outlook is pretty good.
Hi, I'm Marty, and I have a joy to share, and that is last Monday, pretty early in the morning, several of us went over to the Clayton High School counter protest where the Westboro Baptist had sent about six people with signs and placards and things, and we didn't like that. So we were on the other side as a counter protest, and Cleber Van Zandt and I and Mickey Olt and her daughter, Catherine, represented this church, and we had some posters, and we stood as a counter-protest, and we stood on the side of love. So thanks, everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nancy Kniff. I have a sadness slash joy. Sadness is that last Saturday, I went to my great aunt's funeral. The joy is she was 99. And it just, the funeral director said he had never seen so many people present for a 99-year-old person. It was just, they were just thrilled with it. She was an incredible lady. So I'm honored to have been related to Irene. She was a great lady. So.
Hello, I'm Stacy Bratton, and this Wednesday I'll be coming out at work as a transsexual.
Hi, I'm Erin Vigneau-Dimmick, and I just want to say on behalf of my daughter Galen and my husband Brigham and myself, we want to congratulate our daughter Honor on being the state representative to the state of Illinois from Lincoln Middle School for young authors. She's gotten this honor in two previous years, and she'll be going to the conference. So congratulations, Honor.
I am Pat Murphy, and any of you know me know that since my kids are scattered, my dogs are my family. On Wednesday, I had to put the girls out. On Thursday, my three-legged boy's leg was collapsing on him and he kept falling, and I thought he was going to be the next day. And a couple of joys, my chiropractor took a dog in his office and found in his only front leg a bone had been disjointed, and he fixed it. And since he is, you know, he was world famous at one time. And another joy is I got over 100 emails from people all over the world.
Good morning, good morning, my name's Kathy Tate, and my joy today is Stephen Mead. Yeah. As all of you know, he's the director of religious education, and we're really lucky to have him. I'm on the religious education committee, so I see a lot of the things he does behind the scenes that I don't think we a lot of times talk about. And one thing that he's doing that's phenomenal that you probably don't know is he actually took the Chalice Theater program that he developed and worked with the kids with. He made a book out of that, and then he put it online, and he's been selling the book, which has been doing okay, and then he's taking all the proceeds and he's putting it back into the religious education program. Wow. So what an inspiration.
Good morning, I'm Sharon Johnson. I have a real joy to share. I had announced a few months ago that my stepfather had been recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. However, after many, 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 many biopsies, they were unable to find any cancer cells. He is very ill, and he is still struggling, but they're pretty sure now that they can rule out cancer and that it's acute pancreatitis instead, in which case it's possible that he could expect a full recovery. So keep him in your thoughts, please.
All right, very good. All right, the prelude begins our worship service this morning, and Jake Kniff is going to light our chalice. All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither. Deep roots are not reached by the frost. From the ashes a fire shall be woken. A light from the shadows shall spring. Renewed shall be blade that was broken. The crownless again shall be king. Let us worship together. Our first hymn this morning is found in your teal hymnal, and it is found on page 1030, and it is called Siahamba. Siahamba.
Yes. We'll sing all three verses, the first in Zulu, the second in Spanish, the third in English.
Got that? Yes, please rise as your able. Sorry. Remain standing for the responsive reading, which is found in your order of service. It is entitled Tug of War and is by Shel Silverstein. I'll read the one and you read the many, okay? I will not play at tug of war. I'd rather play at hug a war. Where everyone giggles and rolls on the rug.
Where everyone kisses and everyone grins.
And everyone cuddles and everyone wins.
From all that dwell below the skies, let songs of faith and hope arise. Let peace, goodwill on earth be sung through every land, by every tongue.
Please be seated. Half of the cash collections and any undesignated checks in this week's community outreach offering will be sent to the La Vista Community Garden. If you wish to put your pledge check in the basket, please write the word pledge on the memo line. We have been greatly blessed. Let us now give generously so that others might be blessed by the work of this church. The morning's offering will now be given and received.
Thank you.
Let's join in a spirit of prayer and meditation together this morning. God of many names, we pause today, taking this minute to recharge and renew ourselves. We pause, becoming aware in this moment that everything, the air we breathe, the song we sing, the thought we think, is tingling with the presence of that which is greater than ourselves. In our pausing, may we rekindle our hope for the world, compassion for our detractors, and the simple courage to continue along the path. Mystery beyond our naming, we lift up those joys and concerns expressed moments ago. We pray for those in this community who face change, challenge, or loss today, as we pray for all who suffer. And now we pray, each in our own way, into the silence. The prayers of this community, both spoken and unspoken, are offered in the names of all those who've gone before, and in the names of all those who will come after, in the names of all the helpers of humankind. Amen. Let's remain seated and sing our next hymn together, number 244. It came upon a midnight clear. Let's sing verse number 1 and 4. Verses number 1 and 4. Thank you.
with us to Bohemia, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, where there lived a good king named Wenceslas.
Yes, look at all the wonderful foods. Can we start?
No, we must wait for your parents, the king and the queen.
Oh, all right.
Thank you for your kind greeting. We are so lucky to have such wonderful friends and family with us on this holiday.
Yes.
Now can we eat?
By all means.
I know, my dear wife. There hasn't been any work for months. What will we do?
And look, now our poor fire is burning out.
Sister, look, there's some blood on the table.
And look at that porridge.
Yes, that must be our feast tonight.
Could we eat it now?
Father, could we toast our bread on the fire tonight?
Our fire is almost out.
We might as well get some more wood to toast our bread. After all, if we don't get more wood, we'll surely freeze on this cold night, holiday or not.
You're right. I'll go and find some wood.
But Father, there is no wood left near here.
The only place that has any wood is the king's forest.
Well, that's where I'll have to go. We can't freeze.
I'll go with you, Father. Together we can carry more.
But it's so cold out there.
Let her go with you.
You know you can't talk her out of anything. Teenagers these days.
What a feast.
I feel as if I'm about to burst.
It looks like if you're about to burst. What didn't you eat?
Is there a bit of cake right there? Oh, I'm too full to eat it.
Such a wonderful season, Christmas.
Yes, full stomachs all around.
And we're nice and warm.
Now out in the bright snow.
Speaking of snow, what's got the king's attention? There at the window.
My good wife, can you see a figure there wandering at the edge of the woods?
There do appear to see some people there.
I see a man.
And I see a girl gathering wood things.
Tis nothing, good brother. Come back to the feast. Your guests grow restless. Look, you must distract the king from that beautiful sight.
Players, let us have a song for the king's entertainment.
Oh, Father, come listen to the musicians.
Thank you.
Come stand by me. You see that man over there?
Do you know him? Where he lives?
Yes, my lady. He lives a good way away. I'm in the mountain against the forest fence.
St. Agnes Mountain?
Yes, sir.
He is stealing wood from your forest. Call the guards and have him arrested.
The least we can do is share what we have.
Here, take this food out to them.
Hey, what brought you about?
It is Christmas after all.
The least we can do is share what we have.
Quite right. Paige, this is too much for you. Will someone go with the page?
I'd love to, but it's snowing out there and I have this nasty cold. Achoo!
Oh, I'll go. Oh no, I can hardly stand up.
Hand me those bags, I'll let you know.
My king, surely you're not going out on such a night to take food to some commoner?
On this night, when we celebrate the birth of the common babe Jesus, who taught us to love up one another and live in peace, I'd be glad to help some commoner.
God save the king!
Young page are safe out there.
I can't help but think of all the people who are in need of shelter and warmth.
And something good to eat.
Yes, and something to eat on a special night. What can we do?
Look, Grandma, here comes the mummer to collect corn for the poor. But here they come and find a farm to pay them well. Their collection will go to help for himself and for the people in need here in our very town. Yeah.
I'm glad you made it home safely.
As cold as it was in here, must have been even colder out there.
Did anyone see you, Father?
I think so, but I don't know how they could have followed us in the snow.
Who can that be on such a night?
Someone who can see through the snow.
Answer the door and let them in. Friend or foe, we don't want them to freeze.
See if we can find them.
Out there in the cold?
You'd know we'd do the same for you.
Sure would, wouldn't you?
Yes, we would.
All right, let's go find them.
I'll take the lantern.
I'll take some hot cider.
Wait. I'll take some hot cider.
And I'll take some more food.
Now, who else could be out on a night such as this?
We still have a bit left.
We got plenty more. What a miracle this is. All these people, so very different, and yet joined in this holiday spirit. Truly a miracle.
But one that should be encouraged every day of the year.
But in the years to come, how will people remember such a tale?
Oh, I think they'll find a way. Join us singing a carol, Good King Was His Boss.
Christmas lights
Before we come up and congratulate all the people in costumes, let's sing our last hymn, number 118, This Little Light of Mine, number 118. I invite you to rise up as you're able and willing.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Of the American poet Langston Hughes. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field, frozen with snow. Go boldly and with fire in your heart, and let the God who is love shine in you and on you and through you unto all you meet. Amen.